Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC Studios, I'm Charlie Herman, and you're listening to Money Talking at Work. Now, in most offices, you see colleagues come and go, and usually it's great to see someone taking on a new adventure. But it can be sad, too, because when you see people leave who you really like working with, well, you're going to miss them. But as your former coworkers move around, taking new jobs or maybe applying to school, you might get asked, can I use you as a reference? Well, if that happens, before you say yes, if you work for a company, it's going to have a policy about references. And if you don't know what it is, when should you ask?
Probably before somebody asks you for a reference, you should call and ask what's your policy. Because many places now don't allow you to give references. They allow you to give dates and titles only.
This is Priscilla Klayman, president of the consulting firm Career Strategies and a contributor to the Harvard Business Review's Guide to Getting the Right Job. And when she told me this, well, the first thing I thought was, how's that going to sound when someone calls to check on a reference? There have been occasions where I've gotten a call from someone who's a hiring manager who says, you know, so-and-so is applying for this job. Can I talk to you about that person? And they hadn't cleared it with me, or, you know, maybe they figured out that I had been their manager. And in that situation, it was fine. But I wonder if it hadn't been, and if I just said, yes, this person worked for me, that basically I would have been sending them a signal that you have basically told them what they need to know.
Probably.
It's tough because it kind of feels like we're in this world of your options are, yeah, they work for me or they worked here at the company or let me tell you about all the stuff I liked about them or what they did, and that people can kind of read into that. And the danger is maybe they shouldn't. Maybe I'm just really following the corporate policy and saying, hey, I really can't comment. I can just tell you that the person worked for me and this is what their title was.
Well, then you could say, I'm really following the corporate policy, which is, if you said that, that would clarify it.
But if you do decide to say more, despite what HR tells you, what's the best way to give a good reference?
Then you should start by saying how you know the person and talk about what the person is really good at. Now, what I do when people use me as a reference is I ask them, what is it you want me to say about you? What is it about this position that you feel is the right thing? What makes it the right thing for your future? So if you know really what makes the job the right thing for Sally, then you are able to give a much better reference than if it's just a general reference. And the smart candidate will have maybe three or four references and say, I want you to be a reference for my customer service orientation. I want you to be a reference for my ability to manage budgets. I want you to be a reference for my ability to manage projects, whatever. And that's when references really make a difference, is when they're really specific and related to the job that the person is going for.
I guess that also shows to whoever's reading the letter that you do have some knowledge of this person if you're specific versus vague in general.
Don't write a letter.
don't do the letter
don't
at all.
Don't write a letter. No, don't do the letter at all.
But does it ever make sense to ask the person who's asking you for their recommendation, if you have to write a letter or write something up, to ask them to send you a draft?
Yes. If you do have to write a letter, and that's probably a grad school type of thing or
an application for a fellowship or something like that.
Yes. Then what I would ask them to do is to give you a draft, and then you edit it the way you feel is appropriate, because they know what the fellowship is looking for, say. And that will help you write it. You don't have to do the research to find out why this person is the right person for that fellowship. But most employers don't really give much credence to written references because they think written references are dolled up so that anybody could read them. And they are, actually. It's true.
Especially if people know that it has been written by the actual person who's trying to apply for the job.
Right, for sure, for sure. But if you talk to a person, if you're giving a reference, you can get a lot of information just by the person's tone of voice or how they respond. And
what do you say then when you talk to the person, and what should you not say?
I think it was Emily Post that said, when going through a wedding receiving line, you should say anything that is both pleasant and true. I've always liked that. But that's kind of the rule of thumb here. You should say something that is true. You shouldn't say anything that is too negative. If you have something very negative to say, you probably shouldn't do the reference.
You shouldn't follow the advice. If you don't have anything nice to say, come sit by me.
That's an excellent one. It's sort of similar. But no, I wouldn't. If you have something really negative to say, I wouldn't say something really negative. I've even given references for people that we have fired, say, for example. And the way I do it is to say, I can't speak to this part of your background, but I will speak to this part of your background.
But what do you do in a situation like that? Because there's a couple things in there. I may be totally willing to give a reference for you to, you know, you're applying for a job, the hiring manager calls me to ask me about you, but then they ask a question that maybe if I were truthful, it would be negative about you, because it turned out they hit it right on the nose in terms of what the one issue was that I might have had with you. If I've been so effusive and open and polite and kind, what do I say now?
I would say that's not her main strength. What I consider her strength is XDX, why do I? I would just not answer it.
Which in a way is kind of answering it, but at least not giving them more information that might impact their ability to get a job, because that's what's at stake here.
That's exactly right. But you also don't want to misrepresent the person either, because that's not any good for the person or for you. Because if you—
because your reputation's on the line.
Well, not just your reputation. The person may actually be unsuccessful in the job if they're doing something that they're not good at or they're not prepared for. So you're not helping them to give them a glowing reference for a job that they're going to screw up. So you have to sort of be more thoughtful about it. Now, I told you that most human resources departments don't permit people to give references. And the reasons for that have something to do with defamation. If a person doesn't get a job because the reference was too negative, then you can be sued. That's the theory. That's also another reason not to give a negative reference for anybody. But there are times if you give a misleading reference, you can be just as injurious as if you give a negative.
Negative reference. So if you were applying for a job and you want to get a reference, how should you start that conversation?
Well, if you're leaving and everybody knows you're leaving, that should be part of your leaving discussion. So if you're leaving your boss, you should ask the boss, may I use you as a reference? But at the point of departure is when you ask for a reference. Now, if this is not the job you're in, but the previous job, people checking references like to have three references, and they like to have a current reference from your current job, but they also like to have references from past jobs. So if you're looking and your boss doesn't know you're looking, they will usually give you past references. And if you're a past reference, that's one of the reasons why they should call you and tell you, because they would expect you to be discreet as well. So if they're looking for a job and their boss doesn't know it and your best friend is their current boss, they're making a big mistake if they don't call you and prepare you. It's interesting. You see, there are formal references that we've been talking about, but then there is informal reference gathering, if you want to call it that, that happens when you're in the same profession and people know people. You know, so there are people at other stations in New York, you know, and
they know.
Oh, yeah,
of course. All the time we say, hey, are you looking for somebody? I know somebody really good. You should call her or vice versa.
Have you ever heard of Frank? You know,
yeah, he's great. So, you should definitely, you know, I got a position to fill. I know somebody who'd be great to fill for that period of time.
Yes. Now, that's where the real references take place. So as a candidate, you need to be really careful about your reputation. It's important if you're a candidate to take care of your references and not use them up and be polite to them and follow up with them and so forth, because the references are extraordinarily valuable. And it's the casual references, it's not the formal references, that really make a difference. Once you're past the entry-level career, as you go up the ladder and you're in higher and higher level jobs, your reputation matters more and more and more. Whether somebody knows you directly, which is what people talk about when they say networking, you can have a reputation without being networked with somebody, but your reputation matters a whole lot. And that's one of the reasons why you need to treat the people you want references from with respect and care. And the same thing is vice versa. If you're giving references, you need to make sure that your reputation as a manager is intact by how you give the references, what you say about people, the level of truthfulness you have, the level of detail that shows that you really know the person, and the fact that you're not just talking in generalities.
I remember being in a situation applying for a job where one of the people who was sort of in the group interview was somebody that I had given a reference to for jobs that this person had. So it was one of those where it was a good thing that we were all nice to each other both ways, because, you know, now suddenly you're sitting on the opposite side here. And, you know, while you're not the decision maker, you could definitely tank it if you really wanted to.
Absolutely. Now, you see, a lot of people only think, who are the people above me that I need to impress? The fact is, you need to impress everybody, particularly the people below you. Sometimes you need to impress the administrative assistant. So, you know, you need to look to your colleagues. You need to look the people around you. And that's true whether you are giving or receiving references. You need to treat people with respect, and it doesn't matter their rank. I remember when I first started in consulting, I had been in HR, and the first people I marketed was the people who used to work for me. And people thought that was really ridiculous. Why would you do that? Weren't you at a higher level than they are? And I'm thinking, well, actually, they have jobs and that I can help them with, and they know me. They know I can help them. So it's the reputation that matters. It doesn't matter the rank in business.
Well, on that positive note, Priscilla, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you.
Priscilla Glayman is the president of Career Strategies and a contributor to the Harvard Business Review. So now we're at the point of the show when I ask you to tell me your stories. Have you ever given a reference to someone that you later came to regret? How do you feel when you have given a reference to someone and then they get the job and then they never thank you? Tell us your story. Send an email to moneytalking@wnyc.org, or even better, record a voice memo and then send that. Of course, you can also find us on social media. We love Twitter. Our handle is @moneytalking. And wherever you go to get your podcast, give us a review. Give us a reference, because it actually gets the word out to more people, and we really do read the reviews. Money Talking is a production of WNYC Studios. The team includes Julia Longoria, Jenna Cagle, Bill Moss, and me, Charlie Herman. Special thanks, as always, to Amy Poftak at the Harvard Business Review. Thanks for listening.